Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, PeopleStack people. The topic of the week is failing to get the promotion, watching someone else get promoted ahead of you. And on the last episode, I talked about how much that can hurt and described the first step that's absolutely important in order for you to get recognized. And that is to decide that you are ready to get recognized, to decide that there is no shame, there is no guilt involved in getting recognized. It's got to start there. But then the question becomes, what's next? And also what I want to talk about today is the curse of under recognition. Because I know some of you are listening to this and you're feeling really, really stuck. Like it's not just that sometimes you're not recognized. Sometimes you don't get the promotion and the great job for the wins. It's like over and over and over again. And it can almost feel like a curse. It can almost feel like this cycle that you can't get out of, that time after time after time again, month after month, year after year, you're not the one who gets the award. You're not the one who gets the promotion. You're not the one who gets the raise. And even in smaller ways too, you're not the one who gets the, hey, great job. You're not the one who gets the shout out at the company meetings when you know that you played a pivotal role in a central project. You're not the one that the senior leaders look to when they think of the best of the best and the in crowd and the who are my real team players, who are my A players, and you don't feel like you're one of them. You feel like you're in the out crowd as opposed to the in crowd. Even though you know you're an A player and you've been adding value and doing everything that you can, on a day-to-day basis, it's like almost, it can feel almost like living in this alternate reality because you know that what you're doing is great stuff and that you're making impact. And because there's little bits of, yeah, great job. Oh, that's awesome, right? But it's not enough and it's not in meaningful ways. And so it can feel like this, you know you're doing well, but it's like there's this alternate universe of, hang on a second, like why am I not getting the shout outs during the company meetings? Why is the CEO or the CTO or even the VP or other higher ups coming to me with questions on how to move this project forward? I've been the project lead, but yet they're asking other people, right? Why do other people continually take credit for this win when it was me? Why are other people taking credit for the things that I did? And so it can show up in so many different ways, and it's like this curse. It can feel like you might start asking yourself questions like, you know, what's the secret ritual? What are the magic words? Who do I have to kiss up to? What chant do I need to chant in order to finally be a part of that in crowd, be a part of that seat of that table, you know, at this, the seat at the table, what do I need to do? And it can be extremely frustrating. And the thing is, if you stay there, then it just becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy, and it becomes part of your identity of, I'm just someone who doesn't get recognized. I'm never going to get recognized. And you may know people like that. And it's sad in a way where people almost become kind of like martyrs, where it's like they take pride in being the, in kind of having that such of a negative outlook, right? That it's kind of like, I'm never going to get recognized, and that's who I am. And I am always going to be the, I'm always going to be the underdog, right? And if that's the kind of stuff that you say to yourself internally, and that's what you believe and that's what you feel, then that's what's going to happen in life. That, like, people don't think, the senior leaders, your boss, other people aren't going to think and know that being recognized is actually important to you. They may think that you're good, that it's fine. Okay, fine, you know? And at the end of the day, like, think about it from the other perspective, which is the people who are giving the rewards away. You know, and you can probably relate to this too, is like when you think about who you give the rewards to on your team, who do you advocate for that promotion to go from engineer to senior engineer? You know, like, we don't give those things out lightly. Like, we want to make sure that the reward is an actual reward and that it's well earned. And when there's scarce resources, even when there's not, but especially when there's scarce resources, like only a certain pool of money that there is to split up for raises, for example, we got to think hard about how to split that up. And are you going to give it to the person who's, you know, maybe a top performer, but it's like, oh, I'm never recognized. And it's, oh man, it's okay. And that's just the way that it is. And I don't want to self-promote, you know, screw self-promotion. It's not good anyway. It's just, I'm good how I am. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever, you know, just kind of nonchalant and kind of having a bit of an attitude about whether or not they feel that they deserve to get recognized. Obviously, that's not someone who feels that they deserve to get recognized. That person versus someone who may not be as top of a performer, but definitely has the potential. And the way that that person talks, you know, think about like if somebody on your team were to do this, right? Is that, yeah, this is so great. And we've scored so many wins together, and I'm so proud of it, and I'm so grateful that I've been given the tools and the skills to be able to make this kind of an impact, right? Like, who are you going to give it to? The one who's probably not going to know what to do with it and may not even appreciate it? Or are you going to give it to the one who maybe is a little bit lower in performer, but will absolutely appreciate it and is not scared and is not shy about talking about the gratitude and the sense of accomplishment that they have for winning? So it's really something to think about. Look at it from that other perspective, that if you're not self-promoting, if you're not evangelizing your excellence, then what message are you sending to senior leaders, to your boss, about whether or not you want that promotion, whether or not you want to get recognized in that way? Especially when we're talking about something like a promotion, not everybody wants one. A lot of people are happy to stay, and this is great, right? And there's no right or wrong here, but like 100%, there are people who are just happy to stay where they are, and they will continue to make an impact. You know, think of engineers, right? Or think of the individual contributors on your team, right? There may be an engineer who's happy to continue to stay an engineer, or a senior engineer who's happy to continue to stay a senior engineer, doesn't want any more promotions. That senior engineer role and title and amount of impact is just perfect for her. And she shines and she does that. She doesn't want the promotion. So that's also like an important piece to understand, is that like, you're not going to give something to someone, or even offer someone, or even say, well, this is a possibility, to someone who you don't think wants it. So if you're not telling people, like your boss, who's your one of your main advocates in getting a promotion, that you want one, that's part of the reason why you haven't gotten one yet. So the question then is, how do you get unstuck from the curse and the cycle of under-recognition? It's a set of actions that you need to take. And really what it is a set of conversations that you need to have, that you're going to choose to have, that you get to have because you want that promotion. You deserve that promotion. So it's about, number one, starting the conversation and letting your boss or whoever the major decision maker here might be, and letting that person know that you were upset, you were surprised, however you felt, that this other person got the promotion and you didn't. Bring the data, not the drama. Everybody always says, I don't want to get emotional about it. You know, I don't want to tell my boss that I'm upset. I don't want to tell my boss that, you know, that I'm getting emotional about it. You can describe how you describing how you feel, and being human is not getting too emotional. That's what leaders do. We're human. We're not robots, right? Leaders are authentic. Leaders tell the truth. Leaders share how they feel and how to make it better. So if you're upset, if you're frustrated, if you're surprised, if you're upset with yourself about not getting that promotion, you got to talk to your boss about it. And I'm not talking about therapy session. I'm just saying, hey, I was surprised. I want to make a meeting with him or her and tell her, you know what? Honestly, I was surprised that Rick got that promotion and I didn't. Can we talk about that? Sure. Great. Let's do 10:30 on Friday. And then at 10:30 on Friday, you sit down and you talk with your boss and you talk with her about, yeah, I was kind of surprised. And I don't know if you know this or not. That's a promotion that I really would have loved and feel that I deserved. And that may be news to your boss. If it's not, I mean, that's step one, right? And then you share about how that's something that you want. You want to be able to create more of an impact at your organization. You want to rise above. What do I need to do so that you can feel comfortable advocating for me? Being my advocate, being my ally when the next promotion comes up. Can you help me do that? And then it's about continuing the conversations. And then it becomes a conversation about performance and expectations, which a lot of people also uncomfortable to talk about, because you're going to need to hear, really listen and really hear and really apply that feedback. Most people don't ever want to hear it. Most people don't ever want to hear that negative feedback about what you could do to improve, because you want to just think that everything that you're doing right now is great, it's perfect, and you're right, 100%. But you didn't get the promotion. There is some reason why, other than you didn't tell anybody, right? That could be a big part of the reason, but it's also performance-based as well. It's even more than performance-based, it's perception-based. There is the perception that you don't deserve it. So find out why. Find out why they think, your boss thinks, you don't deserve that promotion, or that you don't want that promotion. You got to ask the hard questions if you want to be able to level up as a leader, because that's what leaders do. this is the perfect chance to test it out. So that's really the set of actions, is you got to have the conversations and you got to follow up with the conversations, not just by having more conversations, but by actually showing that you're taking that feedback and you're applying it. If your boss says that, yeah, great question. I would love to say, you know what I want? I will absolutely be your advocate because there's going to be another promotion opening up, and I will absolutely be your advocate for you. But the thing that I need to see from you is I need to see you as being more visible around, you know, be more visible in the organization. I want you to be more visible. I want you to be really communicating what we're doing as a department here. I want to see that more from you. Okay, great, boss. And you ask any follow-up questions that you need to in terms of what does that mean, and can you give me an example? And guess what? You go and do it and you be more visible. You give lunch and learn talks. You volunteer to speak during more meetings. You're just there and out and about more often, whether it's in person, you know, if you're at a physical office, or maybe it's in the Slack community and you're offering help more often. Whatever it is that you need to do, you do it. You show them, because that's, guess what? That's what leaders do. Leaders are visible, and leaders visibly communicate wins. Just as an example. So that's the set of actions that you need to take. I mean, here's the thing. I gave these examples, right? And I can come up with a bunch of examples based on, you know, my years of experience with this, helping hundreds of clients. But at the end of the day, you're in a very specific context. You work for an organization with this team and this structure and this boss with these sets of challenges. And you have, as an individual, you have a personality, you have a behavioral style, you have a set of beliefs, you have a past, you have a set of skills. And when you take all of those variables, then really what's needed is not just some cookie cutter solution that's going to work for everybody, but what you need is a custom tailored solution. You need a bespoke solution to getting that promotion. What I'm giving you here is high level strategy so that you could start to implement it right away, so that you don't have to wait. Have the conversations, ask your boss about it, decide that you want to get promoted. Like, that's high level, get started, do it right away. But if you really want to get that promotion, you're going to need a custom tailored plan. You're going to need that bespoke solution for you so that you can get through the whole process, from declaring that you want that promotion to signing whatever needs to get signed and shaking whoever's hand you're going to shake, and seeing that money in your bank account and actually having that title and changing your title on your LinkedIn profile. There's a lot of steps in between. Don't think that you can do it on your own. Because if you could do it on your own, you would have already, and you wouldn't be listening right now. So that's why it's time for you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll get really clear on what's been going on in your career. Is there a promotion that's coming up that you want to position yourself for? Is there a promotion that you missed out on recently and saw somebody else get it and you don't ever want to see that happen again? Or maybe you're on the job market, which is a very similar kind of a situation, right? Except instead of internal conversations, we're talking about external conversations and landing a job externally. It's the same stuff. We'll get really clear about what's going on in your career right now, what's working, what's not working. And we're also going to get really, really clear on where you want to go, what your goals are. And if we're confident that we can help you to fix all of that, we're going to tell you, we're going to show you how. If we're not, we're still going to make sure that you have a step-by-step plan and all of the strategies and all of the research that you're going to need, at least to keep moving forward. So either way, however the call ends up, you're going to get so much clarity, and it's going to be the most valuable conversation that you've ever had about your tech career. thepeoplestack.com/book. Do not delay. There is not a reason to delay. We are here to help, number one. That is our goal. We're here to help. We're here to get to the truth. We're here to give you a step-by-step plan to upgrade your technical career. If that's what you want, it's time to book a call. thepeoplestack.com/book. So if you're sick and tired of watching other people who are less experienced and have less skills than you get promotions, if you're sick and tired of being stuck with the curse of under-recognition, it's time to take action and get the help that you need. And make sure that you're having the conversations that you need to in order to move forward in your career, because it's not going to happen without them. And we want to see you upgrade your careers. We want to see you having those conversations that you're afraid to have, that you don't know how to have. That's what we're here to help with. So that's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again next week. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.